I'm Amy Cherry. That's WDEL News. Now back to the Rick Jensen Show, live and local on 1150 AM WDEL.
Thank you. All right, a county councilman who is accusing other county councilmen of being in the bag with the Stoltz Development Corporation. And those guys, Penrose Hollins, George Smiley, Dave Tackett, are really unhappy with Bob Weiner. Penrose Hollins has been excoriating Bob Weiner, and there's some other council people who have said some goofy things as well. But I want to get to this. It's a pretty big deal. Remember, we were in great debate for the better part of a year over the Stoltz development plan at Barley Mill Plaza, turning what has been a pretty manageable traffic situation over there, 141 Barley Mill, into something that would be like either the Christiana Mall or something even twice as big as that. And by the way, there's all sorts of audio on the county site and things of people yelling at Bob Weiner, telling him he's wrong, you don't need to see where the traffic study is, why would we have to look at traffic, blah, 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 blah. And he has been, I believe, vindicated by this judicial decision saying that Bob Weiner's vote, the yes vote, was based on invalid information from the planning office and attorney Dave Culver. And so now these other guys are getting really upset. And Bob says, well, of course they're upset. They were doing the work that Stoltz wanted them to do. I have put out phone calls to George Smiley and Penrose Hollins because, out of fairness, give them an opportunity to go on the air and give their side, because I'm sure that they don't want people to think that they're in the bag for a developer. So anyway, the invitation's there. They've got that today. And Bob's going to be on the show probably either Friday or maybe next week one day to go into more detail about this. Alan Ludell interviewed Bob Weiner yesterday. And what I found to be interesting, well, there's a lot of it's interesting, but most interesting, is the idea that what Bob has done over the years is he has made sure he has documented over the last couple of years his opinion that county council does have the right. In fact, he believes the duty and obligation to consider traffic impact, traffic studies, anything and everything about traffic before voting on a big honking development, or any development for that matter, that could affect traffic. So this decision did a couple of things. It seems to have vindicated him, and I think also has brought to the forefront the responsibility of county council when it comes to traffic studies, not just DLDOT. And by the way, the city gets impacted by these things as well, you know, not just the county.
Saying that this was a legal error on your part, and well, the language of the judge, but you're insisting that you kind of planted a legal landmine yourself?
That is correct, Alan. I was the tie-breaking vote. It was not mistaken. If I had voted against the Stoltz rezoning, the application would have died.
I think the interview just died. Wait, what happened here? So, okay, hang on for a second. Let's try again.
Briefly jammed as you make your way from...
What the heck happened there? Now, that's annoying. You know, you get this thing just right. All righty. And, all right, so... I hope this is it right here.
He would have died.
There we go.
And the court would never have had a chance to judicially rule on the county land use and law department's abuse of law, essentially a theft of the public's legal right for their elected county council persons to consider traffic impact. My public statements and testimony for 2 years prior to the October 2011 Barley Mill Plaza rezoning vote were consistently and repeatedly stating that county council have the right to demand traffic data. My greatest disappointment was the failure of certain fellow council persons to even consider that land use and law was wrong in denying the public and council persons the right to public information and analysis of traffic data. Every time I objected to the county attorneys and to the general manager of land use, I was verbally abused and shouted down by bullies in county council particularly Penrose Holland, David Tackett, and George Smiley. And so after years of abuse, at the time of the rezoning, I said, you know, I fought that battle and lost. It's clear now, according to the Land Use and Law Department and the developer, that we can't consider traffic data. Isn't it a shame? Because I might make a different decision. But in the absence of traffic data, I must choose the lesser of two evils. I was very careful and circumspect to make a record of the fact of my legal thinking. Unlike other council persons, I made it very clear that my decision might be different otherwise. And to quote the court, which I agree completely, this is the judge. Furthermore, my own review of the UDC amendments leads me to conclude that any assertion that county council was legally barred from considering traffic information in advance of a vote of the rezoning ordinance was incorrect. Also, arbitrary and capricious, according to the judge, is a process. It's an unreasoned process. And the judge went on to say there was no hint of caprice on my part.
Well, if I may intrude here, but Stoltz, can it just appeal, which I guess it apparently is doing, or go back to the original plan? And what about the critics who say that you could end up with an even more humongous project in the end?
That is correct. In fact, I made that clear on the record and submitted an op-ed piece 2 weeks ago to the News Journal, which was printed, which said, be careful what you ask for. Unless the Stoltz organization can be shown to have unclean hands, i.e. conspiring with the county administration at the time to get approval that was unfair and unwarranted, Stoltz can simply say, I'm an innocent party. I have a right to build the 2.8 million King of Prussia Mall. I believe you'll see a lawsuit from Stoltz, and they'll also say, you can demand that we have to build in stage phases. That's impractical, and there's no rule in the Unified Development Code that declares it.
So in the end, could this be an illusory victory for the forces that don't favor the project?
That is exactly what I've maintained.
Okay, well, we have to go to traffic, as you know, always very brief during these parts. I'm sure you'll do more on one of our talk shows. Councilman Bob Weiner, thank you for your time.
And how ironic that they have to go to WDEL Traffic Watch at the end of that conversation. So he's saying Penrose Hollins, David Tackett, George Smiley on county council, corrupt. And he said that if you look at his statements, his public statements for years leading up to the Barley Mill Plaza vote, you'll understand that he was not only embedding a legal landmine, saying, these are my beliefs, that county council is indeed allowed to look at the traffic plans, traffic studies, and things like that before we take a vote. In fact, this judge is saying that it should do that. And these other councilmen shouting him down, telling him to shut up and be quiet any time that, well, not any time, but there is one, let's see, I have to take a look at, it was July 26, 2012. You've got Smiley, Penrose, and Tackett shouting him down, saying land use and law have said traffic is irrelevant. Why are you talking? He had an amendment to include the traffic study. That would have cost Stoltz estimated $1 million or more to do the traffic study like that. And that's why he's saying that these guys are in the bag. They're on the team of Stoltz. Try to save him money. Build this great big honking development. He says, as a matter of public record, I have repeatedly testified for many years that the legal advice in the County Law Department and County Land Use Department denying County Council traffic data was legally incorrect. The attached Chancery Court's decision that traffic study data is required at the time of the Barley Mill Plaza rezoning hearing supports my contention. Bob Weiner says he did not shirk his public duty when it became apparent that he was to be the tie-breaking vote in the Barley Mill Plaza rezoning in October 2011. I thought this part was most interesting. If he had not voted for the Stoltz rezoning, the rezoning application would have died, and there would have been no judicial review of the County Land Use Department and County Law Department's errors of law. So because there was a lawsuit, because there's a review, they went through everything that Bob had written and said as a point of discovery. He goes on to write, In the process of stating my reasons for voting in support of the rezoning, I carefully created a record for judicial review, which would support a reversal, while at the same time creating the opportunity to expose improper collusion between the prior county government and the applicant. He talks about Pam Scott, her influence, who was Paul Clark's wife, involved in land use law, and all this, and plus the Chancery Court decision especially, seems to go in support everything Bob's saying, doesn't it? So 478-WDEL, 478-9335, wouldn't you like to hear what Penrose Hollins, Dave Tackett, and George Smiley, who are on the council, say about this? These are very serious accusations. And as public servants, I wonder if they're going to have public statements, if they're going to say anything to the public outside of a couple of sharp remarks told to a reporter here and there. Will they answer the questions knowing full well that the interviewer will likely ask them about campaign contributions from Stoltz Development Corporation? Oh, and Bob Weiner says he's taken none. We'll check into that as well. Your WDEL Delaware AccuWeather forecast. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for portions of...